Mini episode 93 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Outside the Box Score, your home on the web for entertaining sports columns and videos. Follow them on the web at outsidetheboxscore.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Okay, folks, another great mini episode of the FDH Lounge. We have been broadcasting far and wide over the course of the last 9 months or so, but this is a first, coming at you from Houston, Texas here, along with our good friend, previous guest on the show, Rick Morris, sitting here with a gentleman that we'd had on previously in the fall when he was really just starting his book tour. We've been hanging out with him this weekend, went to South by Southwest, had a great time, and his book tour is really progressing and moving along and doing great things. Our good buddy, Vernon Turner. Pleasure to have him back on. Vernon, great to have you us here. Thank you so much for your hospitality over the course of these last couple days, my friend.
Thanks for having me back here. Ricky, it's been an absolute blast having you guys here and spending time with me. It's been awesome.
Oh, it really has been. We have enjoyed it so much, and getting to see and getting to catch up with everything that's been happening with your book tour and learning about the next level of game that I had to play and everything that you've had going on with it here. Talk about your recent media appearances. I know that you made one very recently on TSN Radio in Canada, and you've really been doing a good job getting the word out, really, between you and your publicist.
We've readjusted our campaign in regards to the target zones, and we've expanded quite a bit, like you just said, up into Canada and in all three states. It's been nonstop. I have three interviews tomorrow throughout the states, and another three more on Thursday. So again, it's picking up pretty quick. We got some special projects going right now. I don't want to jinx this. I don't even want to mention it, but some really big things getting ready to happen for the project. And it was something that I targeted from day one, and that is getting this thing worldwide. There's so many messages within this book that everyone needs to hear. And the way to do it is to get this thing worldwide, and that's the target right now.
We talked about it when you were on previously, exactly that, as far as the messages in the book, as far as everything that went along with it. The thing that I have to say from catching, and I caught an impromptu appearance that you made Sunday at South by Southwest. We'll give a shout-out to our new friend Chris Yates from Huddle Media, Huddle Productions, specifically. He had approached us when we were sitting there dining with the one and only Jim Lauterbach from Revision 3. We happened to have a nice little impromptu interview there at a fine little Spanish restaurant in Austin. And I could tell from watching you that you weren't prepared for it at all, and none of us were prepared for the moment. But you've been doing this long enough, and I can see you've gotten into the rhythm to where you know what the main points are that you want to get across and how to really do that. I imagine over the course of a book tour that these things really kind of take hold, and probably after a while, once you get going.
Well, I tell you, when you talk about your life, when you talk about your life story, and this is something that I wrote this book. I didn't have a ghostwriter write my book. I didn't have anyone help me. I don't think anyone could have helped me. I mean, this is my life story from age 5 into the present. So once I get into the actual explaining what's going on and what this book it means to me and why did I write the book, it's second nature to me. I mean, this project is probably one of the most important projects I've ever done. And the most important thing right now for me is to get the word out, get the messages out. There are so, as you can attest, Rick, there are so many messages within this book. It has the ability to change lives. It really does.
It does. I'm convinced of that because, again, the whole core of the message being, if I can do it, you can do it. That's really the whole kind of thing here. And as I've seen you, explained to people when I've talked to them about this project, everything you've been doing with the book and some of the things hoped for beyond that, the whole thing really, what sets it aside, and I mean to downgrade any other similar projects that have been done like that, but the severity of the circumstances, the severity of the obstacles overcame, and it's a thing where it's almost a cliche in the sports world these days, the whole kind of thing of, oh, somebody had a dream and they're going to go play pro football and they beat some pretty good odds along the way. But this is something that really just transcends that, and it's the severity of what you went through and overcame that I think proves to somebody else that they can do it.
It was pretty much a true test. When you look at an individual, and they have their goals and aspirations, but mm-hmm. when you get challenged, I mean, when you talk about to me, it was life or death mm-hmm. as far as I was concerned. You talk about me. If I knew that if I did not accomplish what I was setting out to do, that I was going to lose my family. So that was the ultimate motivational. Everyone would have their push. It was unfortunate circumstances, but I tell you what, I'm so glad that I was strong enough mentally to overcome some major. I mean, I didn't get drafted. I didn't go to the comp. Did not get out looked at severely. I mean, I had to fight tooth and nail for every inch that I got throughout my whole life. Not mm-hmm. forget about football. I had to fight, but the great thing about it was that I did have some people in my corner, and I did have the good enough sense to listen to them when they tried to guide me the right way. And the end result is us sitting here talking about my life story in the form of a book. So, you know, what more I can ask for?
Absolutely. Book, audio book also. I know that that is a form that it is available in, and we'll be talking about that and making sure the people know how to be able to acquire these things here. The challenges, again, and we talked about, so you just want to underline this. Of course, the challenges didn't end once you made it to the NFL. When you make it, when you've bucked the system, gotten through the cracks there as a guy from a small college and somebody who's overcame the obstacles for a man of your size to be able to make it in there, you still, at the end of the day, after all that, don't have a pedigree and are prone to being prejudged and sometimes politically judged in some ways for not having that. The burden of proving yourself, it seems like, never really ends in your circumstances.
It never ended. From the day that I walked into NFL football training camp, you know, just like you said, you have a bit of an upper hand when you're drafted. You have mm-hmm. a bit of an upper hand when you go to a major school. You have a bit of an upper hand when you're at the combine and everyone is looking at you and you do well. I mean, those are some advantages coming out of the gate. But I knew that, and I was told by my agent that once you strap the pads on and you're in there and you're doing battle, they're gonna look at your status, what you're getting done in that football field. And my thing was that they were gonna have to kill me to stop me. They were gonna have to kill me to stop me from getting to where I needed to be, because my target zone was way above just making a football team. My target zone was making sure that my family had a roof over their head, mm-hmm. they had clothes on their back, and they had food on the table. Mm-hmm. That's what my ultimate goal was, and ultimately to make sure that they stayed together. So my push was so far ahead and above everyone else's thought process in making a football team. My thing was that if I did not make it, my family was gone. So I was deadly frightened on the alternative had I not made it. So I had no choice. I had to make it.
Absolutely. Yeah, fear can be a very powerful motivator, the most powerful one in many circumstances, it seems. And yet, along the way, who's with us here also this weekend, Steve Servillo and I, something that we've noticed as well, you adapted over a period of time. The period that you went through in terms of making the NFL and that life or death struggle is behind you, but what you're at now in trying to advance the book and in trying to advance some other ancillary things attached to it subsequently here, you've now got this kind of powerful sense, it's very clear, of just trying to work through and pursue good things and to have the general faith that if you're trying to pursue these things and you're going about it the right way, good things will happen. I think a perfect example would that be of that would be the conversation we referenced earlier with Mr. Yates. Nothing that we time, and yet a good chance to get some publicity for the project while we were in Austin. And I was just struck by that. And in a lot of ways, you didn't know what to expect going to South by Southwest, and it turned out to be a great experience for us here. You know, you get along the way, and it just shows me that you've got how to go about this. You don't know where the road's going to lead, but I think you've realized that, you know, if you go about it the right way, good things will happen.
Well, my thing is that, you know, this next phase right now is so important to me, and that is I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure people hear my message. I want to do everything I can, possibly can, and within my power to get the word out, to get this message out, and that would be to be, you know, more vocal, more exposed than I am used to, that more than I am comfortable with. And that's just a part of it. When you create a project or start a project of this magnitude, you know, there's some things that you have to get done. There's some things you have to do. And one of the things is exposure. And the thing of it is you know, and it never gets easy. You mm-hmm. know, Rick, you know, I've been in hundreds of interviews. And then, but when we get into the subject of, you know, certain segments of my book, certain segments of my life, it still hits. It gut punches me every time. And so that means that there are some powerful things up in my book, and some powerful messages. And my thing is that I want to change lives. That's the bottom line. I mean, I've said this, you know, many times. You know, I've entered this world under horrific circumstances, but I plan on leaving it, you know, with the legacy that, you know, my mom and my dad can be proud of, you know. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm paying this thing forward, and I'm pushing it forward, and I'm not going to rest until this thing is worldwide.
Absolutely, and it's well on its way. Everything you're going about here is progressing well. I'm always happy to hear personally every time that I hear that you got another interview going or some of the ideas you told me about in the last couple of you know, confidential have in the works. I know that your website is obviously a key hub for some of these things, so let's start there. I know that the book and audio book and anything else available there. So let's start by talking about that.
Yeah, you know, you have to. It's like a one-stop shop, Rick. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to www.vernonturner.com, and you can get the book in paperback, and you can get it in Nook, Kindle. You can get it in MP3 download. It comes at in a 6-CD set. I mean, you can get it in every format now. So the people that can't sit down in front of a book and read it, you can actually listen to my story. You can listen to my life story. So possible format you can think of, it is there. And again, w.com. I also provide inspirational speaking. I provide personal training, regimens. You need to go on there. There's a lot of informative information on there. If you want to just talk to me, if you want to just get a hold of me, there's contact information on my website as well. So I look forward to speaking to anybody and everybody that's out there that wants to speak to me.
Absolutely. You know, and in addition to the book, the other two things you mentioned there, first of all, the inspirational speaking. Obviously, I think that is something that, and particularly for anybody that reads the book, and I saw this weekend when you got the book into the hands of a few key players that we met over the course of the last couple days. I'm sure they're going to be following up with you after that. It's a very powerful story. People can't help but be moved by it, and it illuminates everything that would need to be shown as far as why the inspirational speaking would go well. The part about the personal training, and you referenced it in the book, that you've got sort of a hybrid of things that you developed. You were very creative, things that you had to come up with for yourself as an undersized guy trying to make it big, and some of the things where you were able to benefit from some of the lessons and developing a long-distance relationship with the great Walter Payton, and somebody who's actually near and dear to both of our hearts as a great player and a tremendous inspirational person in his own right. So that part about the personal training in this day and age where, you know, we're all worried about our waistlines, what can we do to get in better shape, I think that's something that's going to grab people as well here, the things that you've used for yourself that can be applied to other people's lives.
And the thing of it is that, you know, nothing in this world is going to be handed to you, but what will be given to you is opportunity and options. And my thing is if you choose to do certain things, if you really, really in your heart of hearts wants to get in shape, you're going to start eating the right things. You're going to monitor your dietary intake. And then you're going to get some type of workout and some type of cardio in. And it doesn't really take much. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out. It's just a matter of your will. If you want to really get those things accomplished, you can get it done. And I try to simplify it. I try to make it easy for my clients. And it's not all as hard as what you claim. Now, as far as me getting ready for the NFL, National Football League, I went above and beyond. I did some crazy and sick things. That's just because. But when you're just talking about wanting to just have a healthy life and you want to get up and be able to do the things that you want to do, it really doesn't take much. You just got to be disciplined, and you got to want it. You got to really want it. And if you do, you can accomplish it.
Well, one of the things that you had told me, and this is really tremendous, that you know, for a man who's been out of the league a bunch of years, you are still running a very robust 40 time, certainly. And I know you said that it takes a little bit of training, somewhere between a month and 2 months every year, to get to that point where you go to measure yourself. But yeah, just the fact you're able to do that at this stage, at your age, is nothing short of breathtaking. It beats a lot of 40 times that you're seeing at the combine, quite frankly.
Well, I tell you, you win. When you get to a certain level in your career, as far as in that, I guess I have to talk about the National Football League, because that's what I did for 6 years. But you know, I put my body in a position to where it was at its top. When I left the game, my body was at its top peak, and I'm a bit of a fanatic when it comes to working out anyway. So I made a goal. You know, I would love. So far, it's been true. By age 50, I like to clock under 4.5 in the 40, and I'm at 40. On my 45th birthday, I clocked a 4.49. So I have to do this 4 more times. Mm-hmm. You know, five more times, and we'll see what happens. Right now, I'm on a good pace, and I'm just maintaining. That's, you know, I start in November. I start my training, and it's not that hard, because I keep a small regimen all throughout the whole year. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to kill myself to get to where I need to be come January 6th, which is my birthday. So, I mean, it's a fun, it's an ego thing. It's something that keeps me in shape. And I'm probably going to do this beyond 50. Who knows, you know?
Well, that's tremendous. And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is the illumination that I think really, really works. If you're wanting to know how much can this guy demonstrate in terms of still bringing it, that's what he's doing, in addition to what he did previously in the NFL here. So in terms of personal training and ability to help you in your own lives, I think that what he just said speaks for itself, definitely. But yeah, between that and the book, and so some potential things attached to that down the road, everything with the audio books, of course, everything can be found at vernonturner.com. And great things going on, my friend. And what are some of the big aspects attached to this in the near future? What are some things people can be looking for as 2012 rolls around from VT?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's just a lot going on. I got a lot of projects in the makings. Two additional major projects that, you know, hopefully we can get launched. And it all predicates on what happens with this project as far as the book is concerned. And I have no doubt in my mind that this book project is going to reach its limit. It's going to reach its potential, I mean. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud of that, because if it reaches potential, that tells me that I'm reaching people. That tells me that I am actually possibly most likely changing lives. You know, if I can save one person out there that's in a crossroads in their life, and it's a life or death deal, hey, I've accomplished. But you know what? Again, I really don't want to jinx it, but I will say this. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll make a prediction. I think one of these days you guys will be seeing my life story on big screen sometime. You know, that's the things that we are looking into right now. Those are the things that the opportunities are coming up. We are being approached. So it's very – I'm pretty excited about it. My publicist is very, very excited about it. My agent is. And I want it done the right way, though. I want to make sure that the story is told in the way that it's supposed to be told. And that's the reason why I have 100% rights to my project, because I want to be involved. I want to have some say. And I'm excited about it. And I'm hopefully everyone else will once it gets to where it needs to be, you know.
I think so, and certainly movies are the medium that can grab people the most. That's your ability to make a mass impact. That many people seeing it forget about the one person that you're hoping, you know, you can save through this. It'll be multiple factors of that, really, to whatever degree. But movies are so powerful, Vernon. That is the ultimate tool for you.
Yeah, and it is. And the thing of it is that I know that anyone who reads the book, I don't think they realize what they're getting into when they read this book. I don't think they realize the things that they're going to read and the things that I went through and my family went through. I don't think they're going to realize how rough my mom had it and the things that she went through to keep us all together, you know, and the things that I went through, you know, from age, you know, 5 on up. It's, again, it's something that I keep saying this and it's getting old, I know, but it's so true that, you know, really, Steven Spielberg, he could not write this script. You know, this is something that you see someone of fiction status writing, not of a true tale. So, you know, I look forward to having people actually connect with my story, and I look forward to their feedback. I really do, because I want to know how it touched them, how it affected them. Because that's the most important key to me, is making sure that I change lives.
Absolutely. And in order to do that also, not only VernonTurner.com, but also people should go like your Facebook page. I look for Vernon Turner on Facebook, correct?
Yeah, you can go to you can Facebook me. You can I'm on Twitter at Vernon Turner TNL. That's my Twitter handle. And at any time, just reach out. Again, the main thing is you can go on my website and get my email address. And pop me an email, and just especially if you read the book, I really want to hear your feedback. And I guarantee you, I respond to every email I get. I do not leave one email unturned. So if you're sending me a shout out, I will shout back at you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, I can vouch for that as an observer. That you know, Vernon is very driven by, again, you'll read about this in the book, the people that were there for him, the people that were his angels along the way, and everything right now is all about giving back and trying to return the favor cosmically to the next generation of people coming up, and trying to save kids that are coming up that feel that there's no hope for them. But again, the book is such a powerful message, and it's great to catch up here a little bit further along on the book tour and hear that it's going well in terms of getting the message out. So Vernon, keep up the great work, my friend. www.vernonturner.com, where people can find all of the stuff here. And it's been our pleasure to follow along with it with you, and we're going to continue to do so.
Rick, I really do appreciate you having me on your show again, and I will keep everyone informed on all the media outlets out there, as far as Twitter and Facebook and everything else that's out there. I'll keep everyone updated and posted on the new happenings with the Next Level Up game I had to play. Thank
Absolutely. You. And you can continue to follow that along, too. We're going to be monitoring everything going on with Vernon and reporting on it both here on the FDH Lounge program and at the FDHLounge.com and the FDH Lounge multimedia magazine, the FDHLounge.blogspot.com. For Vernon Turner, I'm Rick Morris. Thank you very much for joining us for another special mini episode of the FDH Lounge.